This is the Archaeology News Weekly, and I'm David Connolly. This news is brought to you in partnership between Stone Pages and the British Archaeological Jobs and Resources website. All the stories have been collected from various sources, and to view details in each story, including that source, please see the Stone Pages website at news.stonepages.com. And now the main headlines from around the world are as follows. Prehistoric rock art is taken back to an English moor. 2,700-year-old bronze artifacts are uncovered in northwest China. Archaeologists unveil a calendar from a pre-Columbian culture. Campaigners in the UK accuse North Yorkshire Council of an agenda to destroy its heritage. Bronze axe heads are found by a metal detectorist. And in Scotland, Callanish Stone Circle is not in the lineup as a World Heritage Site. Newly discovered burial mounds change the plans of a housing development in Oxfordshire. And an archaeological site gives insight into Taiwan's prehistoric past. Another housing development in Scotland is open for investigation after a find is reported, while Neolithic Indian rock carvings are facing neglect. And finally, an ancient anchorage site is found in Israel. Museum officers have left no stone unturned to get a prehistoric rock art back to its moorland home. The Haygate stone, with its intricate carved cup and rings, returned to Beldon Moor, West Yorkshire in England, after a five-year absence to go on permanent public view at Brackenhall Countryside Centre. The stone, which dates back perhaps 5,000 years, was discovered by chance in 2001 by a local landowner out walking in his field. 2 years later, the man donated it to Bradford Council Museum, Galleries and Heritage Service for safekeeping. And from November the 11th, people will get the chance to get up close to the stone, which measures around 60 centimetres high and 45 centimetres wide. The Haygate Stone exhibition officially opens at 1 p.m. at the Countryside Centre in Glen Road. The Council's archaeology expert Gavin Edwards is hoping for a big turnout. The stone, which has been in storage, will be the centre of a new exhibition telling the story of other Bronze Age carved rocks also found on Beldon Moor. The stones are all part of a nationally important cluster of carved stones across the district, taking in Rumbold's Moor and the internationally known Panorama Stones and Swastika Rock at Ilkley. But one thing is missing from the exhibition, and that will be an accurate explanation of what the stone carvings are actually all about. There's hundreds of possible theories, from observations of the skies to reconstructing family units in the landscape, with the small indentations being huts and the rings possibly being enclosures. It's fascinating just how these carvings could tell us something about how our ancestors lived, but perhaps we'll never know. Winter opening times at the Brackenhall Countryside Centre are Wednesdays and Sundays only, from noon to 5 p.m. Chinese archaeologists have unearthed more than 100 bronze artefacts dating back 2,700 years in northwest China's Shaanxi province. The bronzes, including weapons, chariot fittings, wine and sacrificial vessels, some of them engraved with the owner's emblems and written inscriptions. The pieces were first found in a cellar by six farmers when they were digging a water channel in their field. They immediately reported the discovery to local authorities. The pieces could be traced back to the middle or late period of the Western Zhou dynasty, that's between 1100 BCE and 771 BCE. The inscriptions on the bronzeware indicates they belong to four or five families. Inscriptions inside the wine vessels are both about mediation in a property dispute between two aristocrats. The oldest and largest known Mexican moon calendar was shown to the public by archaeologists and authorities on November the 6th at the ruins of Tamtoc near the Gulf of Mexico. The massive 27-ton stone calendar is a product of the Huasteca culture dating back to 600 BCE. A Mexican archaeologist came across the artifact in February 2005, and he spent 19 months cleaning and restoring it with a conservation team before showing it to a general audience. The 7-metre-long, 4.2-metre-high find is adorned with pre-Columbian figures representing fertility, water, life, nature and death. Feminine figures with water flowing from their heads represents the belief of a culture that considered water the essence of life. The importance of the discovery lies in its age, because it means that the Huastecas may have been contemporary to the Olmecs, considered until now the oldest group in the region and the predecessors of all important Mesoamerican cultures, such as the Mayas and the Aztecs. It's now thought that this culture that lived near the northern coast of the Gulf of Mexico had a close relationship with the Olmecas, who lived 600 miles to the south. An intense flow of migration is thought to have linked these two cultures. Controversy over Yorkshire's Stonehenge of the North, the Thornborough Henges complex, has taken a new twist. Campaign group Heritage Action is accusing the County Council of deliberately encouraging the destruction of archaeology surrounding the Henges. The campaigners were astonished and dismayed to hear the council is considering the area as a preferred area for future quarrying. They were particularly surprised because an application by Tarmac Northern to extend quarrying around Thornborough has recently been refused after several protest campaigns. Tarmac is currently appealing against this decision. Tarmac and another quarrying company, Hansen, have accepted the offer enthusiastically, suggesting another four huge areas of the Thornborough complex could be up for quarrying. English Heritage has said that it is extremely concerned about the piecemeal approach to what it considers an exceptional landscape and which has resulted in the gradual eating away of this place. The council is inviting comments on the issue until November the 11th, sadly now past. Responses could have been sent to the Senior Minerals and Waste Policy Officer of North Yorkshire County Council, County Hall, North Allerton, North Yorkshire, DL78AH. And the email for that, by the way, is mwdf@northyorks.gov.uk. Who knows, it might be worth giving them a call anyway. Metal detectorist Stephen Barras has been metal detecting for 3 years with hardly any success, until he found two 3,000-year-old axe heads, believed to have been religious deposits, just 10 inches beneath the surface of a field in County Durham in England. At an inquest at Chester-le-Street, North Durham, the coroner, Andrew Tweddle, formally declared the findings to be treasure. Rob Collins from the Museum of Antiquities at Newcastle University and the finds liaison officer for the North East said the likely final resting place for the axe heads would be the Bowes Museum at Barnard Castle. Mr. Barras, who made the discovery in May, said that he was thrilled to have discovered something so historically valuable. He said he wished his dad was still around to have seen this find, as he would have been incredibly proud, as it's not about the financial value of the find at all. The Callanish Stones will not be considered as World Heritage Site before 2010, despite international reports that they were even more impressive than Stonehenge. As we reported last week, a recent survey of World Heritage Sites carried out by the new National Geographic Traveller magazine concluded that Stonehenge was in trouble due to overcrowding, noise pollution and a lack of benefit for the local community. Comments from a panel of 419 experts in sustainable tourism and destination stewardship stated that the Scottish Stone Circle sites, such as Callanish, could offer a much more enjoyable experience for visitors. But despite the plug for Scottish Stone Circles, Historic Scotland say they have no current plans to nominate the Callanish Stones as a candidate for World Heritage status. There are currently only three World Heritage sites in Scotland, and that's St Kilda, Neolithic Orkney and the old and new towns of Edinburgh. But a new list of nominations for 2007 to 2009 again has no mention of Callanish. The next Scottish recommendation will be the Antonine Wall, and although there doesn't seem to be a site selection in the pipeline for Callanish, local tourism experts say the comments in the National Geographic report only say what they've known all along. Callanish stones are unspoiled, uncommercialised and uncrowded. Many of those who come to the Callanish site know it as a special place, and come for that very reason, and so therefore take great care of it. The discovery of nationally important Bronze Age burial mounds on the edge of Bicester in Oxfordshire, England, has prompted a housing developer to change its plans. Archaeologists uncovered the two mounds, which is earmarked for 1,500 houses. Archaeologists dug 134 trenches between July and September and found archaeological remains in 41 of them, as well as the burial mounds, which could be up to 5,500 years old. They also found a Bronze Age Palstave axe head, an Iron Age settlement, a Roman settlement and quarries, and what is believed to be a Saxon boundary ditch. Experts from Wessex Archaeology have recommended the burial mounds, which measure 32 metres and 21 metres across, should be protected by a 50-metre no-build buffer zone. Council Planning Officer Jenny Barker said developers had redrawn their plan so the mounds would now be beneath the playing fields of one of the proposed primary schools. She added the secondary school and the health village had also been moved. In its report, Countryside Properties said the intention is to impose a 50-metre buffer around these two sites to ensure no works take place that could damage these remains of national importance. Until recently, little was known about the histories and cultures of Taipei's Aborigines, and in particular about their relationship with the island's ancient inhabitants. Discovery of the site in southeastern Taiwan and the associated artifacts have proved invaluable in making up for some of this lack of knowledge. To help educate visitors about the island's prehistoric past, many of the key finds are now exhibited in the National Museum of Prehistory. Excavation of the prehistoric site started in 1944, at the tail end of the period of Japanese rule, and even though the dig was very small in scale, it was quickly recognised that this was a very important site. 35 years passed until July 1980, as during the construction of the Peinan East Line Railway Station, more prehistoric remains were revealed. Numerous slate coffins, dating from a Stone Age culture of around 3,000 to 500 BCE, containing exquisite artifacts as well as skeletons, were excavated, attracting public and media interest, and unfortunately, looting. National Taiwan University's archaeologists unearthed 1,500 slate coffins and numerous other artifacts over the next 10 years. After another decade of planning and a total investment of around $100 million, the National Museum of Prehistory opened in August 2002. Archaeologists' most striking discovery was that the slate coffins were all arranged with their heads pointing towards the northeast and the feet to the southwest. One theory is that the coffins pointed to the Dulan Mountains, where the newly dead would be greeted by their ancestral spirits. An upcoming National Museum of Prehistory project includes a display of some of the Peinan site artifacts and a major exhibition introducing Maori artifacts from New Zealand. Work at a £60 million housing development had to be suspended when a historic artefact was found on the site in Glasgow's East End in Scotland. Archaeologists were called in after an ancient farming tool was discovered at Persimmon Partnership site in Garcumlock. A member of the public alerted the developers after unearthing a quernstone used for grinding corn and a makeshift hammer on land behind the Glasgow fort. Experts suspect the artefact could be thousands of years old and want time to carry out trial excavations on the area. Staff from the West of Scotland Archaeology Service have visited the site, which is earmarked for new houses and in talks now with the developers. The site is part of a final phase of a massive regeneration development in the East End of Glasgow, including 770 new homes. Dr. Carl Swanson, Service Manager of WOSAS, who provides expert help to 11 councils in the area, said that maps show the land was once a farmstead, and she hopes the developer will grant permission for some trial excavations. The quern definitely dates back to at least the 18th century, but the design was unchanged for thousands of years, so it's impossible to tell just exactly how old it is. Councillor Catherine McMasters, who represents the area, was intrigued by the find. She said that there could be many ancient artefacts in the soil, and it could turn out to be a rather important site. Developers are legally obliged to inform the council if artefacts are found. Ancient rock carvings inside a hilltop cave near Kalpetta in Kerala in southern India, which are believed to date back to the Neolithic period, are facing ruin for want of proper attention by the government and academic bodies. The rare historic treasures at Thovarimla, throwing light into human occupation in the Wayanad area since ancient times, is yet to receive the protection of agencies like the Archaeological Department, which preserves Edakkal caves just 5 kilometres away. The carvings found in the roof of the cave depict circular and angular figures. These images are striking by their geometric precision and of the design and execution. Though researchers and historians have visited the place and they have acknowledged their importance, Thovarimla is yet to receive a serious academic attention. The cave's mouth is narrow, but inside it is spacious enough for three or four people to move around freely. An elevated chair-like block, probably chiselled and shaped by the occupants of the cave, is found on the northern side of the rock, commanding views of the thick forest down the slope. A beach lifeguard who stumbled on an iron anchor while out for a swim has led marine archaeologists to uncover the first evidence of an ancient anchorage for sailing vessels in the Netanyahu in Israel. The lifeguard summoned the archaeologist to the scene after noticing the iron anchor near the shore while swimming 2 weeks ago. The Israeli Antiquities Authority Marine Unit subsequently uncovered five large stone anchors dating back 4,000 years during an underwater survey of the site. The anchors, which archaeologists place in the late to middle Bronze Age, they have a single perforation and are 0.9 metres high and 0.6 metres wide, and each weigh 150 kilograms. Can I remind people that many new archaeological and heritage employment opportunities, as well as a UK heritage calendar, library and guidance section, can all be found on Badger. That's www.bajr.org. And remember that more can always be found at Stone Pages. That's news.stonepages.com. Thanks for listening to Archaeology News Weekly. We hope you'll return again next week.